that idiot.
Yes,
if you can find him.
Straight away, sir.
If someone has been murdered here, please let it be Clouseau. Hmm?
What are we going to do?
We must do something. We can't leave here without our clothes.
But I'm getting cold. Just look at those goose pimples.
Listen up, man. The fact of the matter is this. Big Show, I'm about to come out here and pull an Allen Iverson on your poke ass and show you why you don't put your hands on the five-time WCW champion. Now, can you dig that? Tell me I didn't just see that.
Is that the new GM?
We're back live here, ladies and gentlemen. This crowd is still buzzing just moments ago. And well, here comes Mr. McMahon back. He promised to name the new general manager of Raw.
I feel like Booker T. Tell me I didn't just see Eric Bischoff.
I'd like to think that's not it. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we saw Shane, and Shane wasn't it. Come on, Vince. Well, he said he's going to announce the new GM before the hour. He's got about a minute left. Come on.
You know, you don't realize this, but it takes a real son of a bitch to be successful in this business. So from one son of a bitch to another, allow me to introduce you to the new general manager of Raw. His name is Eric Bischoff.
I cannot believe this.
I'm absolutely in shock.
It's him.
I can't even begin to tell our viewers, our new viewers, what this is going to be.
Look at this. Look. JR, I used to sit in the same broadcast booth every Monday night with Vince when he would wish death upon Eric Bischoff. And now they're hugging each other. Look at this.
They're probably picking each other's pockets. Tonight, there's our new boss. I got 25 years in the business, and it comes down to where Eric Bischoff is my new boss.
I've always liked
by him. By God, am I a lucky bad Oklahoma.
Well, you know, as long as he's fair and firm, and he's got full authority, and Vince has given him his unqualified support.
Firm but fair.
If he comes over here, you're going to shake hands with him? I will.
Sure you will. Well, I'll tell you what, I have seen a lot of things in this company transpire. I can't tell you, what this means to me personally.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means that Mr. McMahon said it's time for a change. Point at it, JR. Back in black.
For those of you who may not know me, my name is Eric Bischoff. And I used to run WCW. Not that watered down version, by the way, that invaded this company, but the real deal. You see, when I ran WCW, I became famous. That's right. I was the only person ever able to take it right to Vince McMahon. That would be me.
I remember those battles, and that's true.
In fact, when Vince was out here a couple of weeks ago talking about ruthless aggression, just who the hell do you think he was talking about?
He's ruthless, folks. Very ruthless. We'll be right back.
inside every time we touch. Hey, I don't know, but tell me where to begin, 'cause I never ever felt so much. Hey, and I can't recall any love at all. Oh, baby, this goes a long way. It's got what it takes, so tell me why.
Dumbball! Gene, what kind of event is this? I can guarantee you, McMahon, this is the only AARP-certified wrestling match in history.
Well, Macho Man!
Macho Man! Introduced from Rodan, Florida, just a little south of St. Petersburg.
Look at this.
And I'm trying to get to the bottom rope, but not having much success on it. Typical Millionaire Network News studio audience on hand. I understand President Reagan is watching this match, but he won't remember it. Probably not ever away, and sort of prompting, I guess, never heard.
Now, wait a minute! Here we go! Take a look at this!
California. From Geriatric Beach, California! We get the crew power walker of his!
Yes, indeed! Take a look at those pythons, if you want!
They look more like earthworms, McMahon! How about if we, looks like it's just taking a while to get to the ring. How about we fast forward a little bit here, King? All right, I'll hit the old X-Lax fast-forward button. Look at this. Wow, that's really effective. And, of course, the Huckster's axiom, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute. There's the Huckster's blue hat granddaughter. Granddaughter? So you're pivoting on with perhaps some concern, of course, and everyone knows the Huckster's three commandments. What's that? Take your Jericho, say your last rites, and never miss your physical therapy, and look at the Huckster. Well, wait a minute. I think we've seen this lady somewhere before. Nice flag, huh? Yeah. Hey, King, look. Don't be nodding off now. Come on. Clap on, clap off. Come on, get up. King. Is it over yet? Bob with the Huckster, is it never over? And, well, look at this. He's having some difficulty getting his shirt off. Steam Team and Billionaire Ted trying to rip that off. Yeah. Look at the Huckster, Bob. My feet, I'll tell you.
What an improvement.
What the pharmacist gave him, Father Time has taken away.
And that's a way to go to Billionaire Ted.
Typical. Spare no expense, squash him like a bug.
Heard that before.
And may the best and highest paid wrestler win.
All right.
Go ahead.
Are you watching this? Oh, McMahon. Dart. Wake up. Come on, there's PG. And here we go. Typical action, of course, we've become accustomed to with the billionaire Ted.
Wait a minute, the Macho Man's falling and he can't get up.
Wait a minute, I think the thing could be. Oh, look out!
That's a clapper.
Oh, a clapper?
Yeah. We saw first there.
What do you mean?
Jump starting a pacemaker.
Well, wait a minute, what's this for the hook?
Myself, brother.
Yeah, but those handcuffs come in handy around the nursing home, huh?
Where is he?
Oh, wait a minute. Macho's going for the bedpan.
No,
wait a minute, that's not a bedpan.
What would a Jane go for Phoenix shoes?
Oh, my goodness, what?
Pump.
Yeah. Oh! They're both out. Who's going to win the match?
Depends on what?
No, depends on your garment.
Raw.
Oh, what you do when billionaire Ted wrestlers croak on you?
Yeah,
isn't this the part where the ring's supposed to fill up with all the Huckster's friends?
I believe it has.
Ted, what's going to happen with your wrestling company now that both your top stars have, well, expired?
Well, yeah, they can die all they want. I'm fine.
Unbelievable.
More stars.
Awesome package.
I don't know how to make stars, so I have to buy.
Oh my goodness, wait a minute, there's the FTC man!
Well, here's one star you may not be able to buy!
What is going on? FTC! Another Feeble Turner Classic! Come on, Ted. Yeah.
There's so much you could add to me.
little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. If you want someone to make you feel so fine, then we'll have some fun when you're mine, oh mine. So come on, come on, come on. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Oh yeah, baby, take a chance with me. Oh yeah, baby, take a chance with me. Oh yeah.
He's gonna get there. He's gonna get there.
Oh, this happened so fast. You know, we put the ad in the paper, and I thought that it was gonna take months, if at all. And then 2 weeks later, she's on that couch.
She answered our prayers.
Ever since then, it's been like a ticking clock.
What are you saying?
That it feels a little like bad timing.
What would be a good time for you, Mark?
There's just some things that I still want to do.
Like what? Be a rock star?
Don't mock me.
I'm just saying that this is something that's never going to happen. You know, your shirt is stupid. Grow up. If I have to wait for you to become Kurt Cobain, I'm never going to be a mother.
I never said I'd be a good father.
You have turned into a prayer. I can feel I'm almost there. Closer, closer to the top. closer, closer to the top. Looking down is quite a drop.
Thought it would be?
Thought what would be? Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close.
Well, Daniel,
let me tell you what's going on. When you're born into this universe, you're in it for a long, long time. You have many different lifetimes. And after each lifetime, there's an examining period, which you're in now. You see, every second of every lifetime is always recorded. And as each one ends, we sort of look at it. Look at a few of the days, examine it. And then if everybody agrees, you move forward.
What do you mean move forward?
I mean move forward, continue onward. The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to keep growing, to use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
47?
3.
I'm sorry?
3?
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain. 3 to 5%. That's why they're there.
3%? 3%? You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me. Well, not that your takeout places aren't lovely, but there are many more exciting destinations for smarter people. Now, being from Earth as you are and using as little of your brain as you do, your life has pretty much been devoted to dealing with fear.
It has?
Well, everybody on Earth deals with fear. That's what little brains do.
What are little brains?
That's what we call you folks behind your back. Forgive me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm just like you. I was on Earth a long time ago. But I advanced. I moved forward. I got over my fears, and I got smarter. Did you have friends whose stomachs hurt?
Every one of them.
It's fear. Fear is like a giant fog. It sits on your brain and blocks everything. Real feelings, true happiness, real joy. They can't get through that fog. But you lift it, and buddy, you're in for the ride of your life.
God, my 3% is swimming. What are you reading?
You wouldn't understand this. It's just numbers.
You read numbers?
Yes, sir.
So I'm on trial for being afraid.
Well, first of all, I don't like to call it a trial. Second of all, yes.
Well, what if I'm guilty? What happens to me?
Don't think innocent or guilty. Worst comes to worst, you'll go back to Earth and you'll try it again.
Well, what do? You just keep going back until you get it right?
Well, you don't keep going back. Eventually, they'll throw you away.
Up a man, she feeds me dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. And I smoke and drink and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Smoke and drink and don't come home at all. Only women do. Only women do. Only women do. Only women be. Only women be.